Superb. So this morning, as Jimmy mentioned, we're going to have a brief think about journeys. And journeys are an everyday thing, something that we all did. You all came to church from your homes this morning. There was a journey that took place there. And journeys have they have a beginning, and they've got a middle, and they've got an end as well. Most journeys will have an end. And within our journeys, they're kind of broken up by some key moments. And I've got a prop here just to demonstrate the point. This is a bit of a joke, but anyway. So here is our key for our key moments that we go through on some of our journeys through life. And when I was preparing for this talk, I was thinking about the idea of journeys and what should I speak about this morning? The idea of journeys reminds me of orienteering. And when you go orienteering, or if you've never been orienteering before, it's a little bit like going for a long walk in the woods. And you've got to get from one place, one end of the woods, to the other via a series of checkpoints. And those checkpoints are a little bit like key moments in the journey towards the final goal. And those checkpoints, they're key moments, and they tell us a little bit about how the journey's going and how far along we are in our journey. And there are different types of journey that we can go on. So there might be a physical journey. So for example, there could be, when I go to see my Uncle Brian in Wales, the journey starts in Horsham. I get in the car, perhaps I go to Tesco's and get the jelly babies for the car journey. And then I'll go to my parents and pick up my parents, because they'd be pretty upset if I didn't take them with me. And then the big key moment in that journey is when we get to the Severn Bridge. So by way of hands, if you've been on the Severn Bridge, could you put your hand up for me? Woo. Excellent. Lots of people. Superb. So that's a big key moment, because with me, it means that we're almost at the end of our journey to Pontypridd, where my uncle lives. It means we're not too far away from his house. And then the final key moment is when we get to the end of our journey. The next type of journey we can go on is like an educational journey. So I'm a youth worker, and lots of the young people that I work with, it would be pretty unfair for our year seven young people, those that are just starting out in secondary school, for them to do their GCSEs in year seven. That would be pretty unfair, I think we can agree. Can you give us a nod if it would be pretty unfair, if it would be to sit your GCSEs in year seven? There's lots of nodding heads over there in the choir. So there's an educational journey that needs to take place while they're at school. So an educational journey through their lessons, so they can learn the curriculum, so that they can pass the exam at the end of their time at school. And then finally, there's our spiritual journey. And I'm going to come into the middle of church with this one, because we're going to walk through this one together. So our spiritual journey, what I'm not trying to illustrate with this next kind of illustration, is that the closer to the front of church you get, the holier you are. That's really not what I'm trying to say. However, what I am trying to demonstrate is that there's a timeline of kind of key moments that happen as part of our spiritual journey. So we're going to start at the back, and my reliable sources tell me that back in the day, people used to enter in through the west door at the back. So the congregation at St. Mary's 100 years ago used to come in through the west door at the back of church. And that might tell us something about where you are on your spiritual journey. Perhaps you're a visitor this morning. Perhaps you're just trying church out for the first time, and a big warm welcome to you if that's the case. And so that's the kind of the first key moment in which our spiritual journey can kind of begin. So we're just kind of sussing out who's in the building, who are the key faces, and kind of how does this stuff work? How do we do church? So that's key moment number one. Then we come a little bit further on in our journey. Perhaps you've been coming to St. Mary's a little while, or coming to church for a little while, getting involved with some of the events that happen at St. Mary's, like I'm going for brunch with our 18s to 30s after the service, little plug there. and so you've been coming to St. Mary's for a little while. That's key moment number two. You kind of begin to have a feeling of belonging when you're part of something, a kind of a big family, like we do at St. Mary's. Key moment number three is here at the font. So in a few moments' time, we're going to be doing some baptisms. I think it's seven baptisms in a few moments' time. And so baptism is one of the ways in which we recognise people being welcomed in to the church family, both to the St. Mary's church family and also to our wider church family as well. And that's just one of the ways in which we recognise that. You might be thinking, well, you've been baptized, you've come to know Jesus, surely that's the end of the journey. But actually, it's just the beginning, because it means that there's a kind of a new journey that's just beginning, and a new journey with God, that we can continue the rest of our journey through some of the twists and turns. It's not all quite as straightforward as this nice, long kind of pathway here that I'm walking down. And it means that we can walk forward in faith, knowing that God is with us through some of those twists and turns. And then through baptism and through joining, through being part of the church family, it means that we can come together at the front and we can do, we can share a meal together, something that we call communion. And it's communion both with God and with each other. So, Amen.